Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Oh, we want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guests, by way of telephone at their home in South Beloit, Illinois, Ben and Brenda Peters, they both move in the prophetic, and I've got Ben's new book called Prophetic Ministry, which there's such a strong anointing on this book, that, and there'll be an impartation perhaps on tomorrow's broadcast, because the Bible says we all should prophesy. But one of the things you bring out that is so important, Ben, is God's pattern. And you've done a study that 90% of people that come to the Lord recorded in scriptures came after the person had a clear demonstration of the supernatural power of God. And we discussed today, it shifted to the cerebral. Tell me, you've had several trips to Mozambique. I've interviewed Heidi and Roland Baker. Tell me some of the things you've seen with your very eyes, Ben.
Well, we've been privileged to go into outreaches with Heidi and also with their director of outreaches, Felito. And we have...
Do you know Surprisa?
Oh, yes.
He's, of all of them, he is the most humble and powerful man of God.
Yes. My first visit to Mozambique was the fall of 2004, November, and I was with him quite a bit. And I just had an experience with him where he was on the floor. He was out. He was in a trance. And it was dark, and they told the Bible college students or the pastors there that were in training there in Bible school, they told them to get up, now we're going to dance, and it was dark and people were going to trample on them. So I picked them up off the ground and just embraced them for a period of about 15-20 minutes while the rest of them were rejoicing in the Lord. And during that time, he was still in this trance, but I was praying, God, give me everything he's got.
Guess what? I think you and Brenda got it. I mean, what a powerful anointing on this interview. But do you have any idea what he saw in this trance?
He actually saw something about the man that was head of the Palestinians, Yasser Arafat, and something about his death. But I don't know the fulfillment of that. It was something about not resurrecting him. But... we've had...
Well, history already records what occurred, so I guess that was on target. But go ahead.
He also had a vision during that time for another lady that's a friend of ours, Lisa Borland from Kentucky, and she was there. I met her at that trip. God led me to prophesy to one of the young men, and they all wanted prophecies. These were people that were visiting from Ohio and other states, Kentucky and Georgia, and God gave me words for them all, and they've been coming to pass, which is awesome. But Surprise had a vision of her going to Israel, and she got to go and was totally blessed, and now she's taking a group of us, and we're going to prophesy to the dry bones of the house of Israel from Ezekiel 37. I'm going to do some teaching there in a prayer room there in Jerusalem, and because God told her to count the chairs in that prayer room when she was led there, and she counted 37 chairs. She didn't know what that was about, but when she got back to Surprise, she told him, and he said, 37, that's Ezekiel 37. You're supposed to prophesy to the dry bones of Israel. And so we're on our way to Israel.
Now, by the way, with everything going on in Israel, aren't you and your wife a little, I mean, many Christians are afraid to go to Israel. Aren't you a little afraid?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm so secure in being in God's presence. We travel all over the world. And
yeah, you know, I have a sister and brother-in-law that live right outside of Haifa, and they wouldn't want to be anywhere else but Israel right now. Why? Because God's called them, so they don't have a fear of anything. And that's what I'm hearing you say. God's called you.
No, I've never worried about any place that God's called me to.
Now, tell me some of the miracles that you saw in Mozambique.
Oh, we have seen as many as 4 deaf and dumb people healed in one service, in one outreach, in one village. And the exciting thing is how they respond. They show the Jesus film, and then they share the gospel real quickly, and people respond, and then the people are getting healed. And whole villages are coming to Christ, and I'm sure you've heard from Heidi, but it's happening over and over again. And
Are many Muslims coming to the Lord there?
By the thousands. Sometimes in one meeting, 1,000 will come.
Well, now we want a little equal time in Israel, some of the Jewish people, those dry bones. So I'm looking forward to a report after you come back, after prophesying to those dry bones, because that's one of my favorite chapters. And you know that revival must occur before the big invasion then of Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Right.
What about people that are dead coming back to life? I hear lots of reports of that happening in Africa, especially in Mozambique.
Yes, I believe there are somewhere around 60 now that have been recorded just under Iris Ministries in Mozambique.
That, did you get that? 60 people that, and I understand they have strict requirements for who they consider was really dead. It's not some, we think they were dead. They have to have pretty conclusive proof they were dead, and then they came back to life.
Right. I know Sapresa has been involved in at least 3 resurrections. There's a pastor's wife that has brought 6 or 7 back to life, and many of the pastors have. And, you know, Heidi, she's so precious. She loves the Lord so much that she's told these pastors, if the Lord takes her home, they shouldn't dare raise her back to life because she wants to stay there.
Well, the people that I know that have died and gone to heaven and come back, they only came back because God sent them. They really didn't want to come back. And I think Paul the Apostle had that same problem. He said, I'd rather be in heaven, because he had already made some trips there. But he said, for your sake, I'm going to stay here. How about you and your wife, Ben? Have you ever had third heaven experiences?
Not to the extent where things were very clearly visible and so on. Just this very strong sense of God's presence of angels around us and so on. But we're praying for more clarity, and we're praying with a lot of other people. And some people God leads in first to be forerunners and to activate others. But we would love that. I'm praying that we will have those face-to-face encounters. I've seen visions. I saw one vision where Jesus was represented by a ram, and he was looking down at the sheep that were following him up the mountain of the Lord. And I saw in the eyes of that ram the eyes of Jesus. And that was a very precious thing, because they were so powerful, yet so passionately loving his sheep and desiring them to come higher with him. But I look forward to the day when I see Jesus face to face, and I know I won't want to return either.
Ben, would you put Brenda on while I still have both of you in this realm right now? I want to ask Brenda a few questions. Brenda, I've been just speaking with your husband about some of the resurrections in Mozambique or the miracles. Are there any that come to mind that either in Mozambique or anywhere that you've seen, that you've either prayed for the person or seen with your own eyes in the miraculous?
When I went to Mozambique a year ago, we went out into the bush, and Felito, who is visiting with us right now, actually, Felito was the head guide under Heidi Baker, and he began to pray. First, we showed the Jesus film, and we worshiped with the Muslim tribe. And this was a very poor tribe, I would say. They just had their grass huts, their mud huts, and very little on them. And after the message, Felito said, we're going to do miracles now. We're going to show you that Jesus, this Jesus that we're talking about on this film, is here and alive today, and he is going to heal you. I want you to bring up the blind. And remember, they brought up this little blind girl who had never seen from birth, and he began to pray over her. And then suddenly she began to look around. You could see her turning her head, and her eyes got, you could see them opening large, big eyes. And I couldn't understand her language, but later heard that she was saying, "Daddy, I can see, I can see." And that was very impacting on my life. And at the same time, others were being prayed for. Now, I prayed for many. I just, Felito said, don't use your methods. Just reach your hand out and say, "Be healed in the name of Jesus." And they gave us the words in Mozambican to pray. And we released those words and just kept praying. So actually, for myself, not knowing their language, I don't know who was healed. I just went around praying for as many as I could as quickly as possible.
You know, I recently returned from a trip to Africa, and I had the same thing go on. I didn't see that much happen, but I'm getting reports of things that occurred even a day or 2 days after I prayed for the people. It's like we in America want to see it instantly, but big deal. What if it takes 2 days to be healed of something incurable?
That's right. Just obey God and do it. It's up to Him.
You know, on tomorrow's broadcast, I would like you and your husband, Ben, to pray for an impartation of the prophetic. Is that something that you two do?
We do it all the time, and we love to release people and encourage them in that gift.
Brenda, your husband's new book, Prophetic Ministry, you touched upon it, that this is the best way to reach people for the Lord, to either have a prophetic prayer or a word of knowledge. I believe there's such a special anointing on this book that as people read this, their faith is going to grow, especially with the prophetic prayer that you two are going to pray on tomorrow's broadcast, because we're including the CD and the book for a donation of $18. The book is called Prophetic Ministry. What type of feedback are you getting on this book, Brenda?
People are encouraged. It's bringing it down to their level and opening up the word to them that tells them they can do it. It's showing it. It's putting it before their eyes.
Okay, Mishpocha, consider yourself challenged. It's time that you're not just a spectator. It's time to enter the last act of the last play on planet Earth. Order this book, Prophetic Ministry. Will include the CD of this week's radio broadcast, which also has the prayer of impartation for a donation of $18, called Prophetic Ministry. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.